From Psalm 19, verses 2 through 4, day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words whose voice is not heard. Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the earth. And also reading John chapter 6, verse 12, when they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, gather the pieces that are left over, let nothing be wasted. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, November 2nd, 2022. Joining me in the studio is our editor-in-chief, Marianne Simpkins, and also our copy editor, Rob Seidenberg. So thank you, too, for joining me on this, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends, where typically we read a story or two from our beloved Prime Lifetimes publication. And being November, November 2nd now, we'll be reading from the November edition. So we're glad to have Rob Seidenberg in. Usually once a month we have you in. So thank you, Rob, for joining us. Thank you, Marianne, for putting November into the printer's hands, getting it delivered to us, and we're already working on December.
Yeah,
so
we are.
Never a dull moment when it comes to the Prime Lifetimes.
Wasn't that a movie, Never a Dull Moment? You're probably young enough you don't remember that.
I don't know.
It had Dick Van Dyke, I think. Was it Rob? Do you remember it?
Oh, I didn't watch movies back then. We weren't permitted. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm even older than you.
We'll have to look that up.
It's Wednesday, November 2nd. Today at noon, so those of you that are here in the morning edition of Mark and Friends, my ever-growing new friends, I appreciate these two, Apostle Pastor Larry Simmons and his beloved First Lady, who I believe is also a pastor, Pastor Kim Simmons, will help facilitate our discussion today during the taping of Mark and Friends for Friday.
Oh,
so
great.
At noon today, if you're here in this morning's edition, you can still head out. We're going to talk about singing, praise, and dancing. And we're going to look at the passage where David sang and danced and proclaimed God's goodness. And it should be fun and interesting for our studio guests to participate. So if you want to be a part of that, be seated here at noon today, and it'll be for Friday's edition of Mark and Friends, so we appreciate the pastors Simmons for stepping in.
Yeah.
And I worshiped with them this past Sunday. It was really a great time and wonderful congregation to get to meet all of them and feel a part of their Sunday service. It went for 2.5-3 hours. It was a long service.
Okay.
So
That's all right.
We were fired up and ready to go come Monday.
I think it's so cool that we're doing this on Wednesdays, you know, with the live audience, and they can all contribute and speak up, and it's kind of like, you know, safe. You don't have to feel like you're a scholar to speak up. Just come.
It's a great bunch, and we have some real regulars, and friendships are made, and I should give an update. Pastor Jason is finally off of sitting for 50 minutes out of every hour with his head down, and he can finally get out and about, and he's done a couple little posts. It's so refreshing for him to just be able to walk outside, or he was helping out with trick-or-treat candy and just got to see people again, and so he is doing well.
It's so refreshing I'm sure for him.
A new lease on life, as they said. He said he's just loved it and appreciated it. So he's doing better and probably will join us next week. But it's been fun having the two prior pastors filling in. And then today it'll be the Simmons team, the First Lady, and then Pastor Larry, Pastor Apostle Larry. So we're excited for them. And then tomorrow night we'll be gathering for our prayer and worship time. But it's going to be across the lot. near Kohl's, and because Thrivent Financial is having a gathering here tomorrow night at 6:30, we're going to move the worship and prayer gathering across to that strip mall, kind of near Kohl's. It's in the corner, and if you need specifics, I can tell you those over the phone. But it's sure. just diagonally, I guess you would say, it's southeast of our doorway here, about 2 football fields away, but it's in the strip mall near Kohl's, but down about 3 storefronts. It's considered Unit 10, but I think if you show up there at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, you'll recognize a number of us worshiping, and then there'll be times of prayer between 7 and done on or before 8:30.
So great.
So you're all invited.
And the Thrivent event sounds really important.
Yes,
actually.
And that'll go from 6:30. I think you could probably still RSVP. They have enough materials, mm-hmm. so if you still wanted to be a part of that, pull out that ad. It's in this month's edition of the Prime Life Times. We can give a phone number in case anyone wants to go, but they're going to deal with legacy giving and how to take care of the loved ones in your family that may have special needs. It's planning for individuals with special needs, so it's tomorrow night at 6:30 here at the Great News Media Center, and you can call 217-819-4646. 217-819-4646 to register, and that's tomorrow night here at the Great News Media Studio.
You have so many announcements. We have so many announcements
yeah,
these days, so we have another one on Thursday, right?
Yeah, that's the Ministry Leaders
yeah.
Network
okay.
luncheon, and so, yeah, last I think we had 49 different pastors and ministry leaders, and Champaign Police Chief Tim Tyler spoke, and it was wonderful.
It was.
This time it's going to be some testimony time.
Oh, great.
We've had 15 different speakers over the last, like, year and a half. And Pastor Jason was saying, why don't you give time for some of the guys to encourage each other and share five or 7 minutes of a testimony. So it'll be testimony time tomorrow. Our lunch begins at noon and goes to 1:15. And so I'll have, you see those little timers out. I have a 5-minute timer and a 2-minute timer,
yeah.
the 2-minute warning.
I saw those.
And
I was
so,
afraid you were going to set one in front of me. Don't
yeah.
So keep if you're talking.
No, if you're a pastor or ministry leader, it's kind of short notice because we always provide a nice lunch. But if you're a pastor and you're unfamiliar with our Ministry Leaders Network luncheon, it's the first Thursday of every month, give us a call and we can talk about maybe having you come in. Or if you oversee a ministry, you're a ministry leader and you oversee a ministry, we have the executive director of Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry mm-hmm. attends, or the Empty Tomb, or See You at Home, or the Salvation Army, or Fellowship of Christian Athletes, many of the executive directors of those ministries. We don't just have all the staff. It's just mm-hmm. the executive directors or the pastors. So it's a special gathering where we want to encourage, equip, and empower you in your ministry calling. And so we always have generally a guest speaker that'll address that. But tomorrow it's going to be testimony time. So.
Very good.
Anyways, yeah, we keep hopping. Of course, I found time to get to Springfield on Monday and meet with the staff and talk with all
yeah.
them. And God is doing some great things. And it's neat with yesterday having Dr. Sheila Boozer on, because she's from Springfield. And I thought maybe the Lord is using some people from Springfield, some people from Peoria to help mobilize a work that he's going to do for the greater Central Illinois area.
Well, that's a cool thought.
And so I was thinking with Dr. Boozer being here and some of the other people back and forth and being familiar with Springfield and some friends from Bloomington and Decatur, these are some unique places, and if we can all rally everyone together, maybe sometime we can fill the State Farm Center or Memorial Stadium with Christians praising the Lord and some type of revival. So
wow.
I'm just kind of observing how God's fitting different people together and calling them for unique roles. And it seemed like Dr. Boozer, along with Chief Tyler and some of the pastors that have been brought to our area that feel a calling beyond just their church, mm-hmm. which I just love when they're open-minded to God working all over the community.
Mm-hmm.
And even like the executive director of Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry said, Lord, send me anywhere but Rantoul. And here he is in Rantoul. And there's others that have said the very same thing. In fact, Dr. Boozer yesterday said, Lord, not Champaign. She was doing a Jonah thing and
yeah.
said, I'll do other things.
When I was little, it was just known that wherever you said, Lord, just don't send me to the, like Jonah with the Ninevites, you know, yeah. You're on your way.
So there's been a number of people like that says, I don't know why I'm here, because they could have gone anywhere or been established in much higher paying jobs and such. But I think God is stirring up some people and wanting to do a great work anywhere, everywhere, in each of our hearts. But it seems like something is happening here. Now, we opened up with two kind of unusual, very different verses today. I know, Marianne, you suggested the John 6:12 because of the article we're going to be reading, but Rob suggested the Psalm 19:2-4, and I'm like, how does this fit? He goes, well, because of radio airwaves and radio and what we're going to read about and reaching people. And so it was kind of interesting how you were looking at it more like good stewardship and being practical. And I was thinking of that word.
Frugality.
There it is, frugality. So, well, anyways, we'll see how
Rob,
it fits.
Rob chose one of my absolutely favorite scriptures, so I'm great with it. Okay, so we read on Wednesdays from the Prime Lifetimes.
The beloved Prime Lifetimes.
No, thank you, Mark. I love it that you said that from the very, very get-go. So page A9, and this is Rob Seidenberg's monthly column, and it has a good following, and everybody, including myself, looks forward to it. So take it away, Rob.
This article is called Vacuum Tube. I grew up with an old battery-operated radio. It wasn't one of those big consoles. It was a little unit, about 8 inches high, 8 inches from front to back, and maybe a foot wide. Evenings, we listened to Fibber McGee and Molly, The Shadow, The Cystical Kid, The Lone Ranger, and many other radio dramas. We used a 6-volt hotshot battery, also used in some early cars to power the lights. It lasted for months. My parents always kept a new battery on hand, just in case the one hooked to the radio ran down during a program. One night during a commercial, they swapped batteries without turning off the radio. You guessed it. Doing that blew a vacuum tube, and we missed the rest of the program we'd been listening to. In those days, you could drive to town where a local radio repairman kept a giant console into which you could plug any vacuum tube for testing. A light showed whether the tube was still good, green, or not, red. If the tube was getting weak, an amber light displayed.
Now, many people, especially younger, have maybe never known what a tube was or seen a tube. We had an engineer who passed away years ago, and he left us all this stuff. So out at our 50 Tower site, we have dozens and dozens of tubes and all sorts of things that if you had an old radio, you would love, but it's obsolete. Almost nobody knows or replaces tubes anymore.
I am old enough to remember when the first transistor radios came out, and they were so small, it was astonishing. Anyway, Dad and I made the 7-mile trip into town the following day. We began testing tubes from the radio. There were at least a dozen of them. Each tube was unique with a distinctive screw-in base. You couldn't put it into the wrong socket. We quickly found the faulty tube because the indicator light turned red. The incentive for the shopkeeper to provide that testing equipment, which must have cost a fortune, the console was about 18 feet wide, was that he was the only one in town who stocked all the tubes. That new tube cost over $1, which Dad thought pretty steep, but we paid. There was a hookup to let us test the radio right there, and it worked. So after just a couple of other stops, hardware store and implement dealer, we were off back to the farm.
And I'm thinking $1, you know, everyone would kind of laugh, but how many years ago was this?
Too many to say. I'm guessing it was about 1954 or 5.
So probably the equivalent, probably $20 or, I mean, enough.
Yeah, pretty close.
I can remember when $1 really, really mattered.
Yeah, I gave somebody $100 recently, and I realized that was just maybe one tank of gas. It's not like that powered on batteries.
How do I get on that list, Rob?
Yeah, I need gas. Rob, we need gas.
That powered on battery swap taught me something valuable. Later, when others were blowing up their computers by just pulling the plug or hot swapping things not so designed, I was carefully powering down the computers in my care before doing anything to them. That expensive vacuum tube was probably a bargain. after all.
I love this article.
The lessons learned.
Yes. Copyright Rob Steenberg. Rob grew up on a hill farm in northwestern Illinois. Write him at rob@primelifetimes.com. And when you write, this isn't in the paper, tell him to keep compiling his memories because they're fantastic.
Yeah, and stop bugging me about my memoirs.
Oh, I was going to say that, and I knew you wouldn't want me to.
Yeah.
Well, so I don't know how much time we've got left. Do you want to read your other one?
Sure. And then maybe some listener
letters. All right, great.
Now, what do we turn into?
We're on page 15, A15, to read the Wordsmith's Workshop and offend as many people as we've tickled by the previous article.
Oh, it's a good article, Rob.
It's called Grammatical Hypercorrection.
Oh.
This article is bound to be controversial, especially if it steps on your toes. The phenomenon under discussion used to be called lower middle class overcorrection. Apparently, either that epithet was too long or it offended too many TV scriptwriters, astonishingly frequent violators of good grammar, often through apparently well-intended overcorrection. The infractions under discussion deal with whether to use I or me, he or him, or she or her. People who would never say or write, "Please give I your new address," are often guilty of saying things such as, "Please tell her and I when you know the date." The perpetrator of this error might have been painstakingly taught to say Jim and I rather than me and Jim, for instance, but have learned the wrong lesson from this, thinking good grammar somehow requires always avoiding the pronoun me. The easiest way to correct
that's because we all grow up saying me, me, me.
Don't say that. We were told, don't say that.
The easiest way to correct such errors might be to remember that it doesn't matter how many pronouns we string together in a sentence, if they all play the same grammatical role, they're all the same case. I is nominative and can thus be the subject of a sentence. Me is objective and can thus be the object of a verb or preposition. If I say I give something to her, I must also say I give it to him and her, and not to him and she. Fortunately, a rare violation. In the same way, if you say you would tell me something, you should also say you would tell him and me something, and not tell him and I something. Please don't get me started on may I help who's next. There might not be room in our paper for a column of the length that explanation would require. Though now Marianne has requested an article on that very topic. Copyright, Cena Circle, Rob Siebenberg.
True, I did. I did tell you that right off after I read it. I just think that you are so, this is why you're so good with the academic writing classes and everything else you teach to foreign nationals and to University of Illinois students. Just this one sentence just fixes it all in people's minds. It doesn't matter how many pronouns we string together. If they all play the same grammatical role, they're all the same case. I love it.
Well, I love listener mail, and I'm going to jump right in and share a little message from Patricia from Springfield. She writes, "Thank you. I appreciate your ministry." And she had an exclamation point after thank you.
Very nice.
And this is from Robert and Heather from Vermont.
I was going to say hi, guys, but then, Rob, you would probably correct me. I can't say guys if it includes
Pretty common usage now to say that. Dear WLUJ family, in this day and age of darkness, it's nice to click on my radio each day and hear the good news of Jesus. Continue to shine the light until he comes.
Nice.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Bob and Heather.
Thank you. That's so nice. This is from James and Karen in Decatur.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, and they have a gift. And then they say, "Love your station. I listen to the preaching and music. It helps me through each day."
Amen. We can all testify to that. This is a note from a couple from Danville, and they write, "Enjoy the program's exclamation point."
Nice.
And this letter is from Cisna Park, the home of a great many wonderful people.
Great community. Some great churches there.
"We are making a trip to Germany to see the Passion Play and to visit many friends. Pray that we may, by the help of the Holy Spirit, lead them to Christ." Ron and Judy.
Oh, thank you, guys.
This is from Rebecca in Forsyth to WLUJ. "Thank you, WLUJ, for all these many years of great listening. Charles Stanley at 8 a.m. weekdays is probably my favorite. Keep up the great work, and God bless.
Yeah, I hear him many mornings. I hear Alistair Begg many mornings, David Jeremiah many mornings. Usually those three if I'm traveling or driving somewhere. Usually Alistair Begg at 6:30 in bed, though. It's kind of like I listen to him before I get out of bed, but many times it's a great way to start the day. This comes from Kathy from Taylorville. And she writes, "Dear WLUJ Radio, I have loved you for," and she, in parentheses, 20 plus years, "and you have helped me more than anything. You've been there for me," and then she describes some hard times that she went through. And during the time she raised 5 kids by myself, the death of several close family, and so much more, thank you, with an exclamation point. And then she goes on to share some of the other things, leaving a current job that she's had for 8 years. I won't be able to send in donations like usual, but know that she continues to praise God for us and appreciates the ministry. So thank you, Kathy, and may God continue to provide for your various needs.
Definitely.
And this letter says, "God bless you all." And it's from Linda in Champaign.
Nice.
Thanks, Linda.
This is from Karen in Springfield. And it's a beautiful card that says, "One thing about life, it's always changing, and one thing about my friendship, it's always the same." WLUJ has always been here for me. Music and ministry that has touched my soul and restored the joy of my salvation. Thank you, Karen.
And here's a little post-it note. "Please send the Prime Life Times to this individual, Tony in Springfield." So there's a phone number and a cell number. We got to make sure that we send him off.
Thank you.
November edition of the Prime Life Times. And some of you may be thinking, what should I get that loved one for Christmas? What's unique or a special gift or something that keeps on giving? May I suggest a year subscription to the Prime Life Times? It can begin this month or next month or January 1st. We'll send it for 12 consecutive months. So anytime you want to purchase that gift subscription, you can call the station or stop by the website, PrimeLifeTimes.com, PrimeLifeTimes.com, or just call us at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. And for $30, you get 12 editions, and it could make a great Christmas gift.
It really would.
And you already on Monday wished everyone Merry Christmas.
I
Marianne
know.
Got the first Christmas greetings out. So we're in the month of Thanksgiving, but we're going to be ushering in Advent and not too long. And we certainly look forward to the Thanksgiving time and appreciate and give thanks for all of you tuning in today and being a part of our radio listening family. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Rob Seenberg with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.